digital radio,
BBC Sounds,
and your smart speaker.
Play BBC Radio Scotland.
It's 4:37. This is Drive Time with me, Fiona Stalker. The former chief executive of the clothing brand Abercrombie & Fitch, Mike Jeffries, and his British partner Matthew Smith have been arrested. Prosecutors are expected to announce that they will face sex trafficking charges. Lawyers for Mr. Jeffries and Mr. Smith have been approached for comment. They have previously vehemently denied any wrongdoing by both men. Rhianna Croxford is our investigations correspondent.
Under US law, sex trafficking involves getting an adult to travel to another state or country to have sex for money through either force, fraud or coercion. This morning, we also heard from Mike Jeffries' lawyer. Not much. He basically said he's not going to respond to the media. He'll respond in the courthouse. And we're waiting for an indictment to be unsealed later today, where we'll finally get more details about what exactly they're accused of.
Well, let's speak about this a bit more. Let's cross to the States and bring in a legal expert. Adam Levitt is a founding partner of the Tuchilo Levitt Law Firm. Adam, thanks for being with us. Can you explain to our audience about the situation, how this all came about?
Absolutely. As we understand it now, the wagons have been circling around Mr. Jeffries for a long time. And I think it's been, I think we've all seen there was a documentary about it. There's all sorts of things happening about ongoing allegations about what Mr. Jeffries has been doing with young boys, essentially, in the United States and perhaps elsewhere. So what's happening now is that toward the end of the investigation, as I understand now, there is a sealed indictment that arose out of an official investigation that began earlier this year in January of 2024. And that comes on the heels of a civil class action lawsuit brought by survivors and victims of Mr. Jeffries, as they allege, that was filed in 2023 under the New York Adult Survivors Act, which relaxed the statute of limitations for those kinds of actions in the United States. So this is simply an ongoing part of the investigation and ultimate prosecution of Mr. Jeffries and others arising out of these terrible allegations.
Adam, when can we expect to hear more details about this?
Well, we're going to have to see when the indictment is unsealed. That's obviously in the hands of the government. I would assume it'll be unsealed in due course, and information about this keeps on coming out. And it's truly unfortunate, as we see what's happening here, as we see what happened with Epstein, as we saw what happened with Harvey Weinstein, as we see what's happening now with the artist formerly known as Puff Daddy, whatever he's calling himself now. Mm. There's so many instances of people in positions of power taking advantage of others who are not in the same position, that it's something that is endemic in our society, both in the U.S. and around the world, unfortunately. For example, we're heavily involved in the Peter Nygaard litigation, where we represent 135 victims of his abuse in the United States and the Bahamas over the past number of years, and he's presently incarcerated as a result of that. So I think we're seeing this much too much. But to answer your question specifically, I think that this will all play itself out over the next weeks and months.
And Adam, do you think there's perhaps a culture now, or it's happening, that victims or survivors are feeling that they can come forward now and that they might be believed?
I think the answer is yes. I think that for years there was a culture of shame and guilt. And one of the things that we've seen in our sex abuse cases is the feeling that they're no longer alone. They have a voice. They have an ability to come out and seek the justice that they are so vitally entitled to.
They're all facing these charges. Legally, what could we see happen next, Adam, just finally?
Once the indictment is unsealed, it'll be a path from there toward a prosecution and trial, ultimately.
All right, Adam. Well, thank you for unpacking that for us. Adam Levitt there, founding partner of the Tuchilo Levitt Law Firm in the US.